Welcome to episode 13 in the A Godly Response to a Pandemic Bible Study Series. And, well, if we're asked to describe the way we feel right now, a lot of words may flood our minds. But comfort is probably not one of them. Anger, impatience, frustration, pain, anxiety, stress, weakness, sadness, fear, confusion, concern, nervousness. Words like these may be more accurate in describing the way we're tempted to feel right now. Would you agree? Pandemic and social injustice aside, there's no way to eradicate hardships from our lives. Afflictions and trials, questions, mistreatment, sickness, and sorrow will always come our way in one form or another. So, as followers of Christ, we've got to embrace the right approach and perspective. We shouldn't let difficult experiences scare us, or we shouldn't allow ourselves to become depressed and overwhelmed when things like this happen. Instead, we should learn to find our true solace in God, who provides real and lasting comfort through Christ. What's more, we should learn to comfort one another, pointing our fellow sisters and brothers in Christ to the comfort that God alone provides. In case we haven't figured this out yet, it's time to accept the fact that no matter how hard they try, our politicians are unable to give us the comfort that we need. Social policies and programs can't do it, and no amount of money and medicine can do it either. So together, let's take a close look at the comfort God provides, as Paul explains in 2 Corinthians 3, 1, 3 through 4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation.